играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Chasam and Aleph. We're holding 10 lines from the top on Ayin Chasam and Aleph right before the medium-sized lines. So says the Gemara, Shabbos Dika Min Olmai. What's the halacha? We mentioned on Yom Kippur, so there are times that there's a heter to go through a body of water on Yom Kippur. There's no problem of rechitza because it's not being done for pleasure, for enjoyment purposes. What's the halacha on Shabbos to go through? Is a person allowed to go through water? And now the reason why Shabbos, maybe the Gemara has a half of it that it should be different, is because on Shabbos a person wears shoes. Yom Kippur he can't wear shoes, but on Shabbos a person wears shoes. And the problem with that is that shoes might fall off while he goes through the water, and then he might end up carrying it. So what's the halacha on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Amar Nechemya, Chasnei de Benesio, Amaisa Rav, Ani Chazisei L'Ravami V'Ravasi. I witnessed, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw Ravami and Ravasi. Dumatu or Kume Demayo, they cut to a pool of water. They kept their shoes on and they went through. Says the Gemara, Tinach Mina. So fine, we were patient to Shiloh with regards to a shoe. But sandal mai, what's the lacham that comes to a sandal? Is the sandal's more loose, so maybe there's more of a chashash will fall off. So mai kalameimar, what's the lacham when it comes to a sandal? I'm Rabbi Chumi, Anach Azisa the Ravina, the Avar Derech Malbush. Even with the sandal, I saw Ravina, he went through. Ravashi Amar sandal lechatchila loy. However, Ravashi was choylik, he said lechatchila, a person should not go through a body of water wearing a sandal. Says the Gemara, Maisa Reish Galusa Iklul Agrenia. He once went to the city of Angrenia on Shabbos, Labi Rav Nasan, and he went to the house of Rav Nasan. And Raphraim Vikulu Rabban and also Lepirka, Ravina Layasa, everyone went to the Shir, Raphraim and everyone else, but Ravina did not. So now Lamachar, Bai Raphraim Lafuke Ravina, Midaite the Reish Galusa. The next day, so Raphraim wanted to cover up for Ravina. He didn't want the Reish Galusa to be upset at him for not going to the Shir. So Amarlay, so he said to Ravina, in like a fake whisper in front of the Reish Galusa, that the Reish Galusa should overhear. He said, "My time, Pirka, why didn't you come yesterday to the shir?" He wanted Ravina to say his excuse so that the Reish Galusa should hear it. So Amar Lei, so Ravina said, "Have a kavli kari. To be honest, my feet were hurting, so I couldn't come." So Raphraim said, that's not going to be good enough. You should have put on shoes. So he said, no, gaba de karahava. It was the top of the foot, and therefore the shoes would aggravate it. Well, you should have wore a sandal. That wouldn't aggravate it. So Amarleya, he said, I couldn't wear a sandal because orka de maya hava ba'archa. There was a puddle of water that I had to get through in order to get to the shir. Well, he says, what's the issue? You buy lech lemavrei derech malbush. You could have just kept your sandal on, and like that, you're allowed to go through water. So Amar Lei, Ravina said back, then no, leisavel amar lahad amar Ravashi sandal chatchila loy. Don't you know? Ravashi said that lechatchila you're not really supposed to go through wearing a sandal, and therefore you couldn't do that. You couldn't use that eitzah, which the Tosfos Shana points out that Ravina didn't know before we had that Ravina himself wore a sandal and went through water. So either this is a different Ravina, or Ravina was just saying this as an excuse, and really he held it was mutter. Says the Gemara, Vayter Tani Rav Yehuda bar Gregorius, Asur Leishiv Agabei Tina B'Yom HaKippurim. A person is not allowed to cool himself off by sitting on some wet dirt on Yom Kippur. It's a problem of rechitza. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, only if it's very wet. Upetina Met Pachas, it has to be wet. If it's not wet, then it's fine. Amr Abaye, not just has to be wet, it has to be very wet. Uf Taifeach, Amunas Latfiach. It has to be, that's Taifeach, that it makes you wet, Amunas Latfiach, to the point that you could then make something else wet. If it just makes you wet, but then when you touch something else, it wouldn't make that second thing wet, so then that's not wet enough, that would be mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda, mutter lahatstanin beperes, it's mutter for a person to cool himself off using cold fruit on Yom Kippur, it's not a problem of rechitza. Rav Yehuda mitstanin bekara, and says the Gemara Maisa Rav, Rav Yehuda would cool himself off with cold gourd. Rabba mitstanin binuka, he would use a cold child. Rabba mitstanin bechasa de chasba, he would use a silver kais. Amra Papa, that silver kais, that eitza, it depends. Kasa de chasba, mali asar, if it's full with water, with liquids, then it's asar, because it might spill. And that would be a problem of rechitza. If it's chasar, then it's shari. As long as it's not full, then it's mutter. De fachra, if it's a cheres kais, it's made out of earthenware, so then idividi aser, even if it's chaser, mishav de mishchal shachil, because the liquid seeps through, and therefore it's a problem of rechitza. It says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, they switched the gear, so Amar Kasa de Chaspa, Chaser Nami Aser. He said that even if it's Chaser, it's a problem, not like Rapapa. Mishav de Mizdari, the reason is because it could slip, and then the liquid could lamaisa fall on him, and you'll have a problem of rechitza. Says the Gemara, Ze'iri bar Chama u'shpizchnen de Rav Ami v'Rav Asi v'Rav Yeshu ben Levi v'dekul Rabbanon de Kesar Rahava. Ze'iri bar Chama, he was the host of all these great Rabbanim. So Amar Leil Rav Yosef, one time he said to Rav Yosef, braid Rav Yeshu ben Levi, who was one of the people who he hosted. He said, Bar Arya, you son of a lion, referring to Rav Yeshu ben Levi, that taught Emil Chamilsa, Mal Yosef Havav Davuch, let me tell you something great, that an hug that your father had, Mitpachas Hayoloi Be'erv Yom Kippur, this is something they used to do, he would take a towel on Erev Yom Kippur, v'sheira isa b'mayim, and he would soak it in water, Erev Yom Kippur, v'isa isan k'min galim neguven, and then he would wring out the water, Erev Yom Kippur. He couldn't do it on Yom Kippur, problem of schita, but Erev Yom Kippur, he would wring it out, and then ulamachar, on Yom Kippur, mikaneach b'panav yadav raglav, he would use this towel, which still had some sort of, I guess, coolness, it still had like a chill, and he would use that over his face and on his hands and feet in order to cool himself off. Erev Tisha B'Av, he had a similar practice. Shayra Yisa B'Mayim, he would soak it in water. Ulamachar Maviro Gabeinav, the next day on Tisha B'Av, he would put it on his eyes, obviously after wringing it out, but he didn't have to wring it out before Tisha B'Av because there's no problem of Schita. He was able to wring it out on Tisha B'Av. V'chein Kiyasa Rabbi Bar Mari, he was made also when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said that Be'erev Tisha B'Av Mevilay Mitpachas, on Erev Tisha B'Av they would bring a Rishu Ben Levi a towel, V'sheira Yisa B'mayim U'manicha Tachas Mershay Yisav, he would soak it in water, put it under his pillow, U'lamachar Mekaneach Panav Yadav V'Ragav, and then the next day he would wring it out and he would put it over his face and his hands and his feet to cool himself off. Be'erev Yom Kippurim Mevilay Mitpachas V'sheira Yisa B'mayim, he would do the same thing, take the towel, put it in water, V'aisa came in Kalim Neguven, and he would dry it out, he would wring it out, Erev Yom Kippur. Ulamachar Mavira Gabi Einav, and then the next day he would cool himself off by pouring it, by putting the towel over his eyes. Amalei Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi, Bar Tachlifa, that Ibcha Amartlan, you told us the opposite, that it was on Yom Kippur that he would squeeze it out. And on Tisha B'Av he didn't. On Tisha B'Av he did it before Tisha B'Av, and on Yom Kippur he did it on Yom Kippur. Now on Yom Kippur itself he squeezed it. V'isfinuch Schita, and we asked you that, hey, it's a problem of Schita, but originally you told us the Eid is the other way around. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amr Menashe Bar Tachlifa Amr of Amram Amr Rabba Bar Rachanu, Shalom with Rabbi Lazar. They asked Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara is going to go through a series of Shilohs that they asked Rabbi Lazar. The first one's not directly related to Mesachas Yuma, but it will get us, lead us to the next one. So anyway, says the Gemara, they asked Rabbi Lazar, Zakin V'yoshi B'yeshiva, Tzarech Lito Rishus Lahater B'chayre, so Enu Tzarech. Does a Zakin, who's Yoshiv on the Sanhedrin, does he need to get Rishus from the Nasi to Paskin about a Bechar? Normally they needed to get Rishus from the Nasi. When you have such a big mumcha, such a big Talmud Chacham, does he need to get Rishus from the Nasi to Paskin about a Bechar? So says the Gemara, Ma'akam Yibaylu, if he's such a big mumcha, such a big Talmud Chacham, so why would he need Rishus? So says the Gemara, Ha'akam Yibaylu. The Shiloh was based on the following, on Kihad Amar of Idi Baravin, Davar Zeh, Nichu Laham Lebein Nesiyah, Kedeles Gadar Bay, that the Dafka gave this right, this chus to the Nasi, that he gets to decide who's Matar Bechayres, in order to give him this covet, to make him greater. So, therefore, it has nothing to do with being a big Talmud Chacham. It had to do with getting permission from the Nasi, in order to give covet to the Nasi. And therefore, perhaps, Tzarech Lito Rishus, even though this person sits on the Sanhedrin, maybe he still needs to get Rishus from the Nasi? Maybe since he's such a big mumcha, so him, he doesn't need to get Rishus. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tzadik ben Chaluka, Al Raglav, he stood up on his feet, Vamar, and he said, I have a Maisa Rav to be Peshit Ashaylo. Ani Reisis Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, I saw Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, Shazakim Vyashiv Yeshiva, he was one of the people who sat on the Sanhedrin, Vamad Bimailam Mizkena Shalzeh, and he sat right, and he was stood up in front of the grandfather of the current Nasi, Vinato Rishus, Lahatar Bechairis, and he got Rishus. You see, he needs Rishus. He needs Rishus from the Nasi. However, Amarli Rav Abba said back to him that no, Leikach HaYamaisa, you saw it, but you didn't understand the story correctly. Leikach HaYamaisa, this is what really happened. There was a story with Rav Yosef ben Zimra about a Bechar, but it wasn't the way you reported it. Rather, Leikach HaYamaisa, that Rav Yosef ben Zimra, Kayin Haya, he was a Kayin, and they brought him a Bechar to be Matarit for a different Kayin. V'hachi kam Yibayilein. The Shaila was like this. Halacha Kirby Meir Damar Achashad Bedavar Leidonav Lemidai is the Lacha like Kirby Meir who says the one who's chashad about something, so he's never allowed to be part of a din Torah about that thing and to be made on it. He's pasul leidus on that thing, and therefore since a kain he's chashad on bechayris because it's to his advantage that it should be a balmum. Then he doesn't have to eat a dafkan Yerushalayim. It doesn't get brought as a carbon, so it's much easier for him. So since he's chashad, He's not nevin about it, even when it comes to being made about it for other people. That he's just not nevin for himself, but to be made for his friend, that has nothing to do with him, so that he is nevin. They were placed to Shiloh that the halacha is like Shimon ben Gamliel, that even a kohen who's chashid, he is nevin to be made for a different kohen. That was the ma'isa, nothing to do with getting rishus from the nasi, and therefore the gemara is not placed to Shiloh about whether or not the zaken v'yoshi b'yeshiva needs to get rishus from the nasi.